Hello, this is David Mack. Join me every weekday morning after the news at 10 for Coffee Break, where we take a look behind the scenes at all your favourite artists, right here on 2NUR FM 103.7. She toured through the late 70s as backing singer for Eric Clapton. She played the role of Mary Magdalene in the movie Jesus Christ Superstar. And she had a number one hit with a song written by the Bee Gees. Hi, it's David Mack with Yvonne Elliman for Coffee Break. She was born and raised in Honolulu. At the age of 17, she relocated to London.
I had a folk singing band and I had a teacher. And he loved my voice, so he had me go in a studio and tape it. He went to England. He played the tape to an agent out there, and the man said, bring her over. You know, when she graduates, we'll make her a star. And so 2 weeks later, I was gone.
She was discovered by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber, who asked her to sing Mary Magdalene's part in Jesus Christ Superstar.
One night, I played all my stuff, and I was very happy with it. And as I walked off, this man comes running up to me, and he just completely looks crazed. His hair's all messed up, and he comes up to me and goes, you're my Mary Magdalene!
They also invited her to join the stage show's traveling cast, which she did for 4 years. Her first hit single in 1971 was the ballad I Don't Know How to Love Him from Jesus Christ Superstar. In 1971, she moved to New York City for the Broadway production of Jesus Christ Superstar. She was asked to sing backing vocals on Eric Clapton's song I Shot the Sheriff.
Yeah, I've been with the band for 2.5 years now. I love his music.
She then went on tour as part of Clapton's band and soon afterwards got her own recording contract with RSO Records. Her album, Love Me, featured a hit version of a song written by Barry and Robin Gibb called Love Me. It's Coffee Break with Yvonne Elliman. It's Yvonne Elliman for Coffee Break. Her association with the Bee Gees led them to continue writing for her.
I had already done a Bee Gees song called Love Me, which went to top number 5. So Robert Stigwood gave If I Can't Have You to Bill Oakes, who was my husband. And he said, have her listen to this, and also have her listen to How Deep Is Your Love. I loved If I Can't Have You. So I said, that's what I want to do.
In 1977, the Bee Gees were working on Saturday Night Fever and wrote How Deep Is Your Love for her. But manager Robert Stigwood wanted the Bee Gees to perform the song. Instead, the Bee Gees gave her another song that they wrote for the movie, If I Can't Have You.
I liked it that it wasn't typically disco. I wasn't a huge disco fan. I was really into rock. I mean, a classic rock, you know, that's where I was. The disco thing was fun, but it was glittery. And I wasn't into glitter. I was into my t-shirt and jeans and my guitar.
It's Coffee Break with Yvonne Elliman.